Brother George, amen, talking about being thankful. We got a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Amen. I thought George talking about maybe being thankful for the Father, however he said it, and for sending his Son. Amen. I'm thankful for that, ain't you? I'm thankful for the Father. I'm thankful for the Son. Amen. I thought the other night, maybe here, I was just sitting there and it seemed like them things was rolling through my mind. Amen. Just, Lord, I'm so thankful, amen, for salvation. I'm so thankful for sanctification. Amen. We ought to be thankful for them things. Amen. I'm thankful, amen, that I can be sanctified. Amen. I'm thankful that I can get the Holy Ghost. Amen. We ought to be thankful. Amen. Oh, amen. If you've got it, amen, you ought to be thankful. Amen. Oh, and you ought to have hope. Amen. That those that ain't got it can. Amen. Come on. Amen. I thought it seemed like, I don't know about anybody else, amen. I thought they've been giving me a hard time, maybe about, I've heard it different times today. One person said, I ain't preached in 3 months, and somebody said a month, or I don't know how long it's been, amen. Oh, but I don't know about anybody else, amen, but sometimes the battle gets a little hard, don't it? Amen, but I thought today just seemed like, amen, I don't know, Brother Michael, just up here today, just getting the fellowship with the people that I love so much, amen. I seem like I just got uplifted today, amen. Ain't that good, amen? Oh, amen, it don't have to be right in the church house. Amen, we can just get it together sometimes. Amen. Just a good smile from somebody, amen, can lift your spirit up a little bit. Amen. Oh, come on, church. Amen. We got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. We got no reason, amen, to hang our head low. Amen. To look and say, God, I can't make it. Amen. I know I can make it. Amen. The devil says I can't. Amen. But the devil's a liar. Amen. Hey, come on. Amen. Glory. Amen. You see, I don't feel like I got, amen, a great message tonight. Amen. But I want to tell you, I've got a great God. Amen. And He can help us tonight. Amen. Glory. How about just getting ready? Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I just seem like I just had a rejoicing feeling inside of me. Amen. I don't know about anybody else. I'd like to rejoice a little while. Amen. Oh, amen. There's enough gloom and doom. Amen. Out in the world, mammy. Amen. I'd like to have a little peace and happiness. Amen. Come on. Amen. Amen. Oh, Sister Madeline, amen, talking about going to heaven, amen, singing that song, amen, I plan on laying my burdens down one day, amen, I plan on laying them down, amen, I want to be willing to pack them, amen, till I get no cross, amen, no Chili Jordan, amen, I want to make it! Amen. Oh, I thought, amen, I'm going to read here in just a minute, amen. Oh, amen. I'll maybe just go ahead and tell this. I thought a few, amen, at least a month ago, I was heading home from work. Amen. And I got this CD, and the guy's name is Stanley Ford, and I know him. He's from up in Jackson County, and maybe we used to run around a little bit together. Amen. But now he's a preacher. Amen. God seen fit. Amen. To make me a preacher. Amen. Oh, but I thought I listened to that old CD. Amen. From time to time, and I think about where God's brought me from. Amen. I think about where God's brought him from. Amen. Come on. Amen. Oh, He's the real God, church. Amen. Oh, but I thought on that CD, there's a song that says, we need an earthquaking. Amen. Ground shaking. Amen. Holy Ghost filled move of God. Amen. That's what we need, little Nate. Amen. That's what we need, amen. Amen, it's one thing, amen, to have a little shaking. Amen, it's one thing, amen, to have a little quaking. Amen, but I want that Holy Ghost filled. Amen, that real genuine. Amen, Holy Ghost filled. Amen, move of God. Amen. 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 Maybe I'll go ahead and read this. I feel good. Amen. I do. Amen. I thought maybe somebody was talking about Lynetta when she first started going to church. And I've often thought about that. Amen. There's been times I've told them myself. Amen. Maybe somebody asked me, do you have a good meal? It's all right.
Shame on me. Amen. You know why? It's probably just all right. Amen. Because I came to church thinking it'll just be all right. Amen. Come on. Amen. Had I come to church thinking, God, I know you're going to do something great tonight. Amen. God, I know you. Amen. You're just as real today. Amen. As you was back then. Amen. Oh, I'd have been able to say it was a wonderful service. It was a great service. I felt God in such a special way. I thought Brother Frankie Sparks used to say, sometimes you're just like a big old sponge and you soaked up so much, amen, you just got to wring it out. Amen, come on. Amen, I feel like a heavy sponge tonight. I'd like to wring it out with you. Amen. I plan on preaching here in a minute. Amen. Come on. Amen. It's all right. Amen. Just to praise God a little while, ain't it? Amen. Come on, church. Amen. I'm glad for God tonight. I'm glad for Jesus tonight. I'm glad for the Holy Ghost. Ain't he good? Amen. God's been good to me. Amen. He's been good to me. Oh, glory to God. Amen. He's a good God. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, just think about it. Amen. What are you thankful for tonight? Amen. Hey, I've got a lot, amen, to be thankful for. Glory. Amen, I feel like going on, don't you? Amen. I do, amen. Amen, this whole world ain't got nothing for me, Sister Dara. Amen, I want to make it, amen. Glory to God. Praise Him, church. Praise Him. Glory. Give Him the praise He deserves. Amen. He's a holy God. Amen. Praise Him.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thought I'm going to read here. Amen, in Acts. Amen, the end of Acts here, chapter 3. Amen. End of chapter 4, I mean. Amen. Amen, I can preach while you shout. Amen. Come on, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thought, Acts chapter 4, amen, verse 32. Amen. Give you just a minute there. Amen. Thought I was looking there a while ago. Amen. Thought I might tag team with the youngest preacher I ever preached with. Amen. Little Caleb there. Amen. Amen. He's having a time. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Amen. The Bible says this. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. What about that? All things common. Everything. Everybody thought, well, this is just how it's going to be. I mean, this is how it is. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Amen. I'm going to read right on here into chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway, in other words, immediately, at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. I don't think probably nobody here tonight, that's probably not the first time you've heard that. Those scriptures read. Amen. I've heard it. I've read it. Amen. But I thought in that song I was talking about. Amen. It goes on to say in one place how that Ananias and Sapphira maybe fell dead at the feet of Peter because they lied to the Holy Ghost. Amen. It seemed like when I was driving down the road that day, heading home, Merle, amen, the Lord just began to deal with me, amen. And I thought maybe I was praying and listening to that song. And amen, you know how we do driving down the road and things. And surely you all do that too, amen. Oh, come on, just all alone, just driving. Amen, I know without a doubt Junebug does as many miles as he drives, amen. Oh, but I thought maybe the Lord just kind of asked me. He said, why, amen, did they fall down dead? Amen. And I said, well, Lord, it's so plain, it tells us, you know.
Oh, because they held back a portion. They lied, amen, to God. Amen. And he said, well, what are people lying to me about today? Amen. What is it that they're holding back? Amen. And I said, oh, God. Amen. It's their life. Amen. Amen. Oh, it's their life. Amen. I thought maybe the Bible tells us, amen, that we are not, amen, our own. In other words, we're bought with the price, it said. Amen. It said, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Oh, now, hey, if I ask you tonight, are you for sale? Amen. What would you tell me? Amen. Are you for sale tonight? Amen. Or have you already been bought? Amen. Either you're one or the other. Amen. But I want to tell us tonight, amen, I feel like it's time we give it our all. Amen. It's time, amen, oh, that us is, amen, oh, claiming to be a Christian. Amen. We need to quit holding back, amen, parts of our lives. Amen. And let God have his way. Amen. In every single part, amen, of our lives. Amen. Amen. I thought as soon as I begin to read this, Greg, and maybe try to study this out a little bit, amen, the devil said, you get up and read that, and the first thing these people's going to think, amen, you're going to start preaching tithes, amen. Oh, come on. Amen, I ain't wanting your money. Amen, I ain't wanting your land. Amen, I want your soul. Amen, and I, amen, come on, amen. Oh, God wants our life. Amen, hey, amen, they'll tell us to give 10%. Amen, hey, you can give 10% all you want. Amen, oh, come on. Amen, God doesn't need money. Amen, God owns it all. Amen. What he needs, amen, oh, it's men and women today, amen, to stand flat-footed, amen, to say, hey, God, I'm going to give everything I've got, amen, to you, amen. Woo. Amen. It's time we give it our all. Amen. I thought maybe it just kind of came to me. And I'll tell on myself. Amen. I don't care to preach on myself. Amen. I'm like Chris said. Amen. If you ain't never seen a preacher preach on theirself, amen, here I am. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, but there's been times, just like I said, amen, I've come to church, amen, with kind of low expectations, amen. Maybe I'll come and say, well, I'll let somebody else preach. Amen, what am I doing there? Amen, I'm holding back part of my life. Amen, I'm holding back something, amen, that God's wanting to use. Amen, come on, amen. Oh, it's time tonight, church, amen, that we get on fire for God. Amen, it's time. Amen, oh, we want that Holy Ghost-filled move of God, don't we? Amen, we'll never get it. Amen, except we give every part of our life. Amen. Over to God tonight. Amen. Amen. I thought I read this little story. And it was back in the Korean War. There was this newspaper that sent a reporter over there. Amen. To meet with these soldiers. Amen. A group of soldiers. And maybe they got over there and was maybe going out into the battlefield a little bit, June Bug. And how they ran across this soldier that was badly wounded. Amen. And how he maybe didn't know that man was a reporter. And he looked at him and he said, would you pray for me? Amen. And this man, you got to realize, amen, he was near to death. Amen. He was getting ready to die. Amen. And he looked at that man, not even knowing who he was, and said, would you pray for me? Amen. And that man said, oh, well, I figured that was the least I could do. Amen. For this man that give his life, amen, and was about to die. Amen. Come on. Amen. And that reporter said, he asked that soldier, amen, him laying there on that bloody battlefield. Amen. He said, if you could ask God for one thing, what would you ask him for? And that soldier replied, tomorrow. Amen. Just tomorrow. Amen. That's all I'd ask for. Amen. It's just one more day. Amen. I believe that old soldier laying there, amen, no doubt he knew there was things in his life, amen, that wasn't up to par with God. Amen. He wanted just one more day. Amen. To make all that right. Amen. Just one more day. Amen. To praise God. Just one more day. Amen. To thank him. One more day. Amen. I wonder how many people, amen, no doubt, everybody that's going to be in hell, amen, would want tomorrow. Just tomorrow. How many plans on being here tomorrow? Now come on, amen. I plan on being here tomorrow night. That's my plan. Amen. That's my plan. See, I missed a weekend there at church and went to work, and Jacob looked at me and maybe give me the eye. You know how we do. Where you been? Amen. I said, well, I had just a rough weekend, a lot of things going on. I said, I had all intentions of being there. Look at me in back there. He's giving me that same look Jacob did. Woo! He said, you know what they tell me, don't you? I said, it ain't no telling. I don't really know. He said, hell's going to be full of good intentions. Hey, man, I done the same thing. I kind of laughed. But then I got to thinking about it later. You know what I thought? There's a lot of truth in that. I know a lot of people that live good, don't really do a lot of bad things there, but they don't have God. Amen. Amen. They've got good intentions. They get up every day. They don't plan on doing any wrong. Amen. They go about their life with good intentions. Amen. But you know what? If they don't get salvation, if they don't get Jesus Christ, it's going to be hell. Amen. And all those good intentions they had will not keep them out. Amen. It will not keep them out. Amen. It's time, church. Amen. We give it all to God. Amen. Amen. I told you I didn't feel like I had much. I think I done preached the best part a while ago. Amen. Give it all. I thought the other day, maybe yesterday, Greg, my little boy, he's in second grade. And they have this thing that we didn't have in school. They got a lot of things we didn't have when I was in school. Amen. One plus one is not just two anymore. You got to, there's like 10 different ways you can do it. Apparently, I didn't know that. Amen. It always comes out to two, but anyway. They got this little rainbow system. You know, if you own a certain color, you've done good. If you do bad, you move a pin down and all this. Well, if you're really good, you get up on rainbow. Amen. Which he's done that a lot. He's pretty good in school. I thank God for that. But when you do that, you get to take a little stuffed animal, something you like, and do a little show and tell. But he's got a Bible that was the first Bible I had when I started preaching. And I about wore it out and I just handed it down to him and got me a new one. Amen. Amen. But he held that little Bible up and he looked at me and my wife and just as serious. He said, the next time I get on rainbow, Dad, I'm going to take this Bible into school. He said, I'm going to read it. Amen. 7-year-old. I told Merle maybe he was out there at the house, amen, doing some stuff, and maybe he was saying something about it. And I told him, I said, well, I may have to go pick him up from school that day. I don't know, but it'll be all right, won't it, church? Amen, I'd rather him take that Bible, amen, every day of the week. Amen, you know what? I believe if he'll keep that Bible, amen, there'll be a rainbow. Amen, come on, church. Amen, a rainbow don't represent homosexuality. Amen, that this world has made it. Amen, a rainbow was put in the sky. Amen, that's a promise from God. Amen, come on, church. Amen, it's high time. Amen, we give it all to God. Amen. Take that Bible. Amen. Amen. He's back there asleep probably. I don't see his little head. Amen. But I want him to take it. Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. Oh, hey, there's people. Amen. Oh, them children going to school. Amen. Going home. Amen. Getting treated terrible. Amen. It might be something. Amen. That little boy would read. Amen. Give him a little hope. Little Nate here, Chris told the other night about his altar. Amen. Stand up. Amen. Got him an altar. And it ain't just for looks, from what I understand. Amen. You know the best thing Nate can do? Keep giving it all to God. Amen. Amen. Right on that altar, Nate. Just keep giving it all to God. Amen. Oh, sure. Amen. Oh, he's just a little boy. No doubt there's things in his life right now he'd like to see God move in. I don't know. Amen. I don't know his personal life. Amen. It's none of my business. Amen. I just know he seemed like a sweet little boy to me. Amen. And I just love him. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Daniel prayed for 21 days. Amen. Come down to it. The Lord said, I heard you the first time, Daniel. Amen. But Daniel prayed for 21 days. Amen. He kept giving it all to God. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. We may pray for a long time. Amen. If we give it all to God. Amen. Woo! I'm glad I feel good. Amen. Let me read this, and I'll try to get out of y'all's way. I mean, you know, surely y'all want to shout a little bit or something. Amen. I love you all. I do. I don't just say that. You know what I want to see? Red tells me all the time, I wish the Lord would just give me a makeover from head to toe. I'd like to see it. Amen. See, his health ain't the best. Amen. No doubt he may be sick from head to toe. I don't know. Amen. I'd like to see God move on him, wouldn't you? I believe he can. Amen. Mark chapter 12. Here, I'll read this. 12 and 41, it says, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, and I know Jesus taught to him a lot of things, but to me this is one of the greatest things he ever taught to him. I just love this. Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. The word want there means lack or need. I've got some wants, don't you? I've got needs, amen. I thought two mites, if you look it up in a Strong's Concordance, it tells you what that equals. And two mites in Rome at this time was one farthing, as it says. And it equals 3.75 cents in America. Not even four pennies. That's not much, is it? It takes four farthings to make a penny in Rome. That's only 15 cents to us in America. Can you think of anything you can buy with 15 cents? Not much. Used to, I think you'd get something called penny candy. I don't even really remember that. I don't know. Yeah, she does. She said it. But Jesus said she cast in more than all these others. It's all she had. Everything she had. She gave it all. I'm glad y'all shouting felt good a while ago. I needed that. Amen. Woo. Amen. I thought, I can't think of the sister's name, but I think it's Katie. I don't want to embarrass her. But I hadn't seen her up here in a long time. I was here the night she prayed through up here walking around. That's what we need to be seeing. I know, amen. Merle, when I first prayed through, man, amen. Man, I just couldn't wait to get to church. Just couldn't wait, amen. The Lord tell me to do something. And I didn't need much more than think about it. I'd do it. But a little time went by. A little time went by. It's easy just to sit back and not give it our all. And then it's easy to sit and think, but Lord, why ain't my family coming in? Why ain't we seeing this happen? It's because we quit giving it our all. Amen. And I'm preaching to me. Amen. I'm going to tell you, when my son said that the other day, first thing I thought is, Lord, how slothful I've been for you the last few weeks. Amen. Anybody else can say that?
But ain't it good that he loves us enough that when we get just a little willing, we step out there, say, God, I need to feel you. Lord, I feel like I've done just a little bit for you. And he says, give it your all. Give it your all. I want to see a great move of God. I do. I long for that. I thought Beverly coming through here the other night, maybe somebody said she carried Jesus in with her. She come through here shouting like that, and I told Naaman, I said, it about looked like Jesus carried her in. Amen. Ain't it good? Thought I can remember seeing my mom come through Waco Tabernacle church doors one day, shouting right through the door, Kendra. Had an armload of stuff. Looked like she's packing four Bibles. Probably just had one, but had an armload of stuff. Purse. It just landed right in the seat. Just perfect. She kept right on shouting. Amen. I love my mom. But I got to preach the truth to her too. Amen. It's easy to sit back, ain't it? Amen. I thought I can remember, amen, running on the seat backs. I've done it. Amen. Where are we at? You know what I was doing then? I was praying more, probably. I was giving it my all. Amen. I wouldn't recommend trying it without the Lord. Amen. And to be honest, I was a little bigger then than I am now. Amen. I want to give it my all. See, it gets like this, and the enemy says you've put a damper on the service. That makes me want to turn the damper down a little more. Keep a little more of it in. That boy of yours, Alan, he could be right here. I want to see him here. Thought they asked us to maybe fast here not long ago for Jay, I believe it was. I wonder how many of us took that real serious. I thought Sister Heather said something. It's been well over a year probably. And it's never left my mind. She said she could, maybe she prayed to see Michael shout again. I ain't saying he ain't living good. Amen. That's not what I mean. I'm not putting him down. He walked in tonight and I was very glad to see him. Amen. But you know what? I've never got to see him shout. That's never left my mind. There'll be times I'll be praying and I'll think of that. I'd like to see that. Been a lot of good things said here tonight. Not from me, but I mean the others. I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Amen. If y'all would be willing, let's stand.